So this new estate planning power expressly authorizes your client to give her agent certain planning powers, such as the ability to create, amend, revoke, or terminate a revocable living trust, overruling the Philippe v. Till case that brought into question an agent's authority to create a trust. There's more clarification regarding gifting of the principal's assets. It allows the agent to create or change rights of survivorship, or beneficiary designations. That overrules the Armstrong v. Roberts case was a POD saying an agent didn't have the authority to revoke that POD. And one of my favorite parts of it, it allows the agent to delegate authority granted under the durable power of attorney. So if the agent, say the agent is the daughter who was deployed for 6 months, prior to this, the agent would have to resign if the agent didn't feel like they could serve. And it was resignation. They were gone, successor stepped up. But in this case, this gives these hot powers give the agent the authority to delegate duty while they're deployed to another agent, and then when they come back, they can resume their duties. This is just amazing, I think. Under the new statute, though, the agent has the duty to preserve the principal's estate plan. I don't know about you, but when clients would come in to do Medicaid planning or to do other estate planning,